Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's see here. Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant on the line. From there, you pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
I have no idea, but I bet you Ted knows.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll let you pick from one of two categories from there. Get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Your categories. The 10 most reliable used car brands. Consumer Reports out with its first ever ranking of used cars. They've never done this before.
Really?
The assessment look at vehicles 5 to 10 years old and factored in problems large and small to come up with an overall reliability score. The top 10 out of the 26 and their scores are located below. They say the best used vehicle under $10,000 is a 2017 Chevrolet Cruze.
Okay. Yeah.
Chevrolet Cruze. Best used vehicle under $15,000 is the 2019 Hyundai Elantra. But we have the 10 most reliable used car brands, not necessarily the models, just the brands themselves.
Okay.
All right. Then, James, we have the top 10 greatest Seahawks of all time. The Seahawks have boasted plenty of star power on offense, defense, special teams. They ask what players stand out as the best in the best of franchise history. To take part in the festivities, they used each member of the Seahawks Maven writing staff to assemble their own individual rankings for their top 10 players. All right, James, you want to go the top 10 Seahawks of all time or the top 10 most reliable used car brands?
Let's go car brands.
Car brands it is. What's wrong, Ted?
I was looking forward to doing this list with Mike. On the air. I was pumped.
About their used car brands?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Mike and I are all juiced up about used cars after yesterday.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hop in one.
All right,
thanks,
James.
Thanks, James.
You know the game is played, James.
I bet he is probably a little like the real James Thrill.
Do you want to change your answer, James, so you don't piss off Ted?
No, it's fine.
I'm going to piss off Ted. I'm a Bronco fan, so I'm a little bitter about yesterday.
Oh. Hey, look, it's not your fault. Bo Nix just refuses to play well in Washington.
Was he a commander before that?
No, he was a duck.
No, he was a duck.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. He's a rookie quarterback. He'll be all right.
All right.
Okay. Actually, I think he will be better.
I think he's going to
do just
fine.
It's just funny the guy cannot win in this state.
Oh, I guarantee he hates playing here.
Yeah. Okay. So, the 10 most reliable used car brands. James, you know how the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. What's your first pick?
Let's go Honda.
Honda, number 5. They gave them an overall total score of 55. That's based on all their models. So they say if you want to buy a used car, either way, you're not going to go bad if you pick up a Honda. Okay, 1-1.
All right, how about Toyota?
Toyota's number 2.
Number 2?
Overall score of 72. They do very well in the used car market. Almost everyone they say is a reliable vehicle. They don't have any that are
there's a billion of them on the road.
Yep.
Yeah, try finding your Camry.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Camrys are affordable, too.
Yeah.
They last
forever.
They're amazingly affordable.
There's a lot of them.
All right, James, 2-2. You got Toyota and Honda.
I don't know how reliable they are, but let's go Ford.
Ford. Not in the top 10.
Yeah, I figured.
Not unreliability.
You just had to say it, James, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm with you, James. Yeah. We're like, come on, American Auto. Get one of you be in
you
here.
You think it's all the cheap ones like Kia and Hyundai. You know, they're not breaking the bank to begin with.
Keep in mind, this is a 5 to 10-year-old car. Not that not that they haven't been reliable cars for longer than that. I'm
yeah, but Kia definitely stepped up its game in the last 5 years.
As did Hyundai.
Did they?
Well, yeah. I mean, 10 years. I mean, they've been okay. Both those companies. Have been
I would
cars
I would take Hyundai or Kia. Honestly, Kia's probably.
All right, let's go Kia. Let's go 10.
Let's go Kia.
Oh, I'm going to shut up, James.
I think Ted's just mad at me. I didn't pick football.
Yeah, now he's sabotaging the list.
Yeah.
I did the category because of Seahawks football yesterday. I figured someone would take it. Then again, I did the top 10 Metallica songs of all times. No one took that category. Mm-hmm. Anytime I try to do a timely category, no one takes it.
Nobody likes your timeliness.
I do all that work, you know, and then nothing. All right, James, 2 strikes. You have 2 correct.
All right, let's go Subaru.
Subaru, number 8 on the list. Right.
That makes sense. I know a lot of Subaru drivers. I don't know anybody that bought it new.
I don't know because they're on the road for so long, it's hard to tell.
What number was Subaru on?
Subaru was number 8, 46 overall score on their used cars and reliability.
I mean, maybe Mercedes, BMW go along those lines. I don't know.
Because people buy, I would say, BMW. It seems to be a lot of used BMWs.
Yeah, let's do BMW.
BMW's number 7, an overall score of 46 as well. So far, James, you're correct on Subaru at 8, BMW at 7, 5 is Honda, and Toyota is number 2.
I feel like we can consider Volkswagen, maybe Audi. I feel like they stepped up their game, too.
Volkswagen, definitely. I see a lot of those.
Nah. I'm a Seahawks fan, too.
Atta boy, Mike.
That's your third strike, James. Sorry, but you did get 4 out of the 10. On the 10 most reliable used car brands, guys, you want to try to fill in the blanks here?
Lexus.
Lexus is number 1.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. 75 over score. You figure if Toyota is number 2, some of these brands like Honda, Ted, might have a higher line of cars.
Like Acura?
Are reliable.
Oh, Jesus. I drive an 06 Acura. Let's go Acura.
Let's do that at number 4.
She still runs good.
See? That's why it's a reliable used car brand.
How about Hyundai?
Hyundai not on the list.
Damn it. I like a Hyundai.
I do too.
Lexus is also one of the only brands I know that they really hammer down, like, what, certified?
Yeah.
Certified, buy our car used.
Yeah.
Yep, I sure
do. I can't believe this would be on the list, just my personal opinion, but on the text line, they're saying Nissan.
Nissan is number 9.
Yeah, really?
45 overall score.
I mean, I just feel like we got to get something American in there, so I'll go Chevy.
Come on.
There is a Chevrolet brand
Cadillac
on the list. It is not Cadillac. It is the biggest selling car in China.
Oh,
It is the biggest selling American car in China.
It wouldn't be GMC, I don't think.
This is just number one American car in China.
In China.
China. It's not a Leon Musk car.
So it's it's not a Cadillac, it's not a Chevy, so then what else could it be? GMC?
There's another one.
Dodge.
Is it Lincoln?
It's a luxury.
No, Ford's
Ford,
Lincoln.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's a medium level luxury car made by Chevrolet.
Dang it.
I don't know, man.
Mike, you do car options.
I know. I should know this.
Like, what else is in their brand?
Right? There's one that we're not touching here. Because Mercury
Genesis?
Is over there.
No, Genesis is the upper Hyundai, correct? But it's not in there.
Like, is it technically Mustang? No, never mind.
This car has been around since the beginning of time.
And it's not Chevy.
It's a Chevrolet-made automobile.
Right.
It's not Chevrolet as far as, like, Malibu, the brand.
I'm getting alive. I know it. Doggone it.
Number one selling American automobile in
Geo.
China.
I don't know Chevy brands.
I got nothing in your mouth.
Number 6 is Buick.
Buick. That's the one I keep.
Buick's a Chevy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I, of course, knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was
there on the same level. I can never remember the name Buick.
You have 2 remaining, 1 Japanese automobile manufacturer and 1 German car.
Let's go with Audi then.
Audi's not on the list.
Damn.
Mercedes.
Mercedes is number 10.
All right.
And you got one more. This one is a Japanese automobile.
Japanese. So you got Toyota, you got Lexus, so it's going to be right there
not
with
Mitsubishi.
You.
Not Mitsubishi.
Mazda.
Mazda is correct.
Mazda.
Really?
There it is.
Yep, Mazda.
Mazda's a different one. I don't feel like you see a ton of them anymore.
Is fine, but you're right. Percentage-wise, of all the cars we just named, I think I see the fewest of those on the road.
Their medium-sized SUV gets a lot of sales.
Yeah, that CX-9.
Yeah. And doesn't Mazda, nice don't they also have like some cars that are start off fast, but you could really soup them up?
Oh, the RX, the RX-7 equivalent is now is probably one of those. So your top 10 most reliable used car brands, number 10, Mercedes-Benz, followed by Nissan at 9, Subaru at 8, 7 is BMW, Buick is 6, Honda 5, Acura 4, Mazda 3, Toyota number 2, and with an overall score of 75, Lexus, they say, is the most reliable used car brand.
And the most reliable exotic dancer at my club.
Miles, we could have used the Tiger Woods hint on the Buick dude.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, what else do you do to kinda, say Buick?
He's sponsored by Genesis now. So I kind of
I know, but like, when I think Tiger Woods, I don't know. Just telling us it's the number one car in China does Tiger nothing for me.
When I think Tiger Woods, I think don't drive.
Well,
don't drive.
Right. If you're not on a T-box, don't drive.
You're wealthy. You can get someone to take you someplace. Please. All right, Cardinal Trick and Tell Us with a Shout of the Day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.